Mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies, we are pretty high.
In the sky. On 90.5 WASU FM Boone.
Oh, well, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, yeah.
Hey. Third show's a charm, hopefully.
It's the best one.
I'm Sunshine Mayfield, and I'm with your special, also co-host,
Eitan Lees.
And our special guest for another week in a row, because we just can't get enough of him, Mr. Funny Man, Ben Koch.
Hey, guys.
He's back. Hey.
I'm back.
He's getting the numbers under his belt.
He's trying to catch up.
It's working out. It's working out okay. He's doing all right.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Definitely.
You know, I'm right here. You could just say, "Hey, Ben, you're doing all right."
Yeah. No.
We're trying to keep you.
Sometimes we're just not really worried about it. Well, let's show number three. Let's immediately kick into some real talk.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I can't get enough of that little sound clip.
Oh yeah, it's really jarring.
It's
every
a
time.
Terrific sound.
It's about talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we get to this point in the show. Talk show.
Are you doing songs now?
Maybe.
Okay. No, that's cool.
Sometimes.
Maybe you should.
I'm just going to go cry in a corner.
Yeah.
While you talk about the latest movie you've seen.
The latest movie I saw was a French action film. I really enjoyed it. It was called District B-13.
Is that anything like District 9?
No. It's like District 9 if it was, instead of action scenes, they just did parkour. Mr. B-13 is basically Parkour the movie, which is really cool.
Parkour.
There was a lot of, but in a French accent. Parkour.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It was really cool.
Reminds me, there was another French action movie that I saw a while ago that Netflix kept telling me to watch.
Yeah.
And now I can't remember it at all.
It's probably this one.
It wasn't, because I would have remembered. It was like...
Wait, so it's an action parkour movie.
Well, it's
so, like, are bombs going off while people are running up a wall?
Yeah, it was basically like, jump through this tiny window to save the girl.
It wasn't that. It definitely wasn't. It was a little bit
Arnold
like,
Schwarzenegger parkour.
Yeah, it was good, though. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, if you need to see a foreign film, if your girlfriend's like, I want to watch a foreign film, but you want to watch a cool movie...
An action
pick
film.
Pick up District B-13.
That or... Man Bites Dog.
What language is that in?
It's French, but I think it was a Dutch movie that they just ended up speaking French in for whatever reason.
Mm. So it's super foreign.
Super foreign.
Double foreign.
Actually, it's essentially a mockumentary about they follow around a hitman. Foreign. A film crew follows around a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, so we're going to have to go do this killing in this abandoned warehouse. So,
wait, what is that?
It's called Man Bites Dog.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's actually, it's a dark comedy. It's really funny.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just, he's like, watch me go kill these people. And then after he kills them, he's like, you want to come meet my parents? And like,
yeah.
They go and they're like, we're still proud of him.
Yeah. The life of a hitman.
Awesome. It's really funny. I recommend Man Bites Dog a lot.
That's terrific.
Mm. So District B-13.
And so it's a play on typography, because the B looks like a 13, but then the 13 looks like a 13. So it's like B-13. Anyways, check it out. Google it ASAP and get back to me.
What'd you think? What star?
Oh, I would give it a 4. I would give it a 4 stars. It was really, it was good. The action scenes were awesome, and it was like, it was well done. Those French know how to do it.
Sometimes.
Uh-oh.
Ben, what about you?
Recently, I watched, actually, like, most recently, I watched on my Netflix account, because I love Netflix.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I watched on Instant, they have an improv comedy movie, mm-hmm. And I was telling these, Eitan and Sunshine about it. But it was basically the IO Theater, which is the Improv Olympic, and it is like Del Close, who is the improv Jesus, is he not, Eitan?
Yeah, he's guru.
He is.
I don't know anything about improv. It's improvisation. Is that
what
it stands
made
for?
Up. Improvisa-
oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
Improv comedy. You make up everything like on the spot.
All right.
You
know? So he's this improv.
Genius. He created a lot of famous like forums that are around, and he started the IO,
in Chicago.
And they were celebrating their 25th anniversary a few years ago. It was 2006 is when it was made, and they had like all these famous people come back and do like great improv forums. With people like Mike Myers was there, Amy Poehler, Rachel Dratch,
Horatio
Sands, Andy Dick, a lot of famous people doing a lot of different improv stuff, which is something I'm really interested in. And so it was
make
really
them
cool.
ups, as I like to call it. A lot of make 'em up.
Yeah, a lot of make 'em up.
So star rating, if you had to give a star rating for it.
I don't know.
Netflix rating.
My Netflix, oh, I gave it a 5 on Netflix.
Really?
That's my
favorite. But you're also really into improv.
Yeah, that's one of the big reasons. It was honestly not quite as funny as I thought it would be, but
still really
But because I'm so into improv, they show like all these different kinds of improv forms and explain it in ways I've never seen it before. And so because of that, I was like, oh, wow, you know, and it was
If you had to guess a rating for someone who might not be into improv. So, like, I like improv, but I'm not as up on it as you two are. What do you think I would...
Oh, I still think you'd really like it because you still see a lot of faces, so it'd still probably be like a 4, 3 or 4 at least.
Nice. Well, I saw something very special.
Oh, yeah?
It's not even in Boone.
Ooh.
And
how special it is. Boone won't take it.
Let Me In.
Oh, yeah?
Let Me In, the new vampire flick.
Vampire.
You ready? Ready for it?
Yeah.
Ready for what I think?
Yeah, give me the review.
Yes, please tell
us. Hit me with the news.
I loved the foreign one. So.
As did I. And a lot of people,
the old one.
People were like, why would you remake it so soon? Because they did the American remake 2 years after.
Right, yeah.
And so a lot of people don't like it because they were just like, it's not nearly as good as the remake. Mm-hmm. You ready for what I thought?
What do you think?
Hit me with your stars.
Some people might kill me, and some people might agree. My favorite movie of the year so far.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Favorite movie of the year so far.
Wow.
It was really good. And for all you people who are like, it's a vampire movie.
Sparkles.
All right, first of all, it takes everything that Twilight does completely wrong.
Okay.
So the acting, the filming, the story, the fact that Stephanie Meyer had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Made it all really great. And for those who are sitting there going like, it's a horror movie. If you go into it going, this is going to be a horror movie, you're going to be severely disappointed.
Yeah.
It is a
It's
a fantasy story about two kids who fall in love, and one of them happens to be a vampire.
Oh.
It's a fantasy movie with horror elements to it.
Yeah, right.
But it is not a horror movie. There's not one point in that movie where I'm like, oh, who's gonna die next? Or none of that. Like none of your average horror movie like thought processes.
It would be like watching Shaun of the Dead and expecting to like poo in your pants because you're so scared. Like it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen in Shaun of the Dead.
People left the theater because they were sitting there and they were expecting some slasher or vampire flick, and when it didn't come, they didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah. Was it? So how did it stack up to the original?
Yeah, I liked it better.
Right? Really? Wow. Okay.
And I really dig the original. So I'm not gonna say like it's
hands down better.
The original is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But there were parts in the original that were somewhat like slow paced, and I don't mind a slow paced movie, but sometimes you're just like I would lose interest. And not one point in this movie.
Oh yeah.
Not one point was I ever like, what time is it?
You're totally swept. I was
in it the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's a fantasy, and like, so you can't take it seriously. It's a fantasy movie. It's not real.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't know. I feel like Twilight movies try to like make it seem like vampires are really out there, and like you can fall in love with them, and it's all like, oh, are they gonna kiss? Are they not? And this one's like, this kid genuinely falls in love with this girl to the point to where like he's willing to do anything for her, and vice versa.
And it turns out she's a vampire,
and she happens to be a vampire. But like, there's comments in it that people would laugh at because once they realized it wasn't a horror movie, they didn't know how to take it.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a point in the movie where he's like, will you be my girlfriend? And she was like, what if I tell you I'm not a girl? Because she's a vampire. and people are like, I'm like, just like, it's get out. And that's what also
Please
happens
leave.
When you watch a movie with
what town did you see this in?
Shelby, North Carolina.
The classiest of towns.
Well, I'm not going to say, it's not a bad town. Ooh, I can't knock the people there.
You just made some enemies from Shelby,
sorry,
I think.
No.
I can't knock the people there. There are good people there. Uh-huh. And I'm sure there's people who are very versed in film, but there's also people who aren't like any other city. So,
I mean, fair enough.
I think the people who went into that theater were expecting, you know, a vampire daybreaker.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Like, one of those horror movies is supposed to be like Nightmare on Elm Street.
30 Days of Night.
Yeah, exactly. And when that didn't happen, people were upset with it.
What? This is a good movie? I'm out of here.
Oh, no. I have to think about this. Because, like, all right, so, like, Grant, so, like,
character development? Get me out of here.
That's exactly what. There's so much character development that you're sitting there, and then eventually, like, something happens to where she has to kill someone because she needs to.
Oh, no.
And then people
internal
are like,
conflict.
And, like, that's the only, like, those are the tiny horror elements in it.
Yeah.
If the entire 80-minute horror flick isn't it because it's a 2-hour drama, like, but, and the girl who was in Kick Butt, Chloe.
Kick Butt.
Chloe something.
I can't wait till.
And then the guy, the little kid from The Road is in it.
Right.
And
that's what he was in.
The two of them.
I was thinking who
the
was
two of them in. Are. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. You can't take any other kids their age and toss them into two more difficult roles and have them do it phenomenally. Phenomenally.
Well, that's the one thing is when you go see a movie where it's like mainly kids' roles, I mean, kids are generally not very good actors. And so when I go see a movie and like a main kid is
Dakota,
in the role,
Dakota Fanning in War of the Worlds. She screamed that, several times and it Oscar worthy. Oscar worthy. I'm just kidding. I hate that movie.
I'm waiting for the Kids Bop movie series. Yeah. Where they just take good movies and
like,
replace it with kids.
It's like the Godfather and this kid's like, we're gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah.
They're like, what's that offer? Ice cream.
Yeah. It's
like,
exactly.
It's like a guy wakes up and there's a horse head from a stuffed horse in his bed and he's like, ah!
Exactly. That's what I
the
want.
The stuffing is everywhere.
Say hello to my little
All right,
friend.
So, but if you didn't get from my rating, let me in. 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Hands down. Great. One of the best movies I've seen
Terrific.
All year, if not
wow.
the best.
Wow. Terrific. You are.
Then I need to go see it because I've been wanting to see it for a long time.
Do it. Really. If you can find it, again, it's not near us right now. It's not in Boone, North Carolina, but it is. I think it's in Wilkesboro.
Come on, Boone.
It might be in Hickory.
It sounds like Daniel Boone would enjoy this movie, so I think we need to get in here.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Daniel Boone. Ben, you have a weird look on your face. Daniel Boone.
He founded this town.
I know who Daniel Boone is.
I saw a movie called Gonzo this week.
I was told I need to watch that.
It's about Hunter S. Thompson's life and times of Hunter S. Thompson. He's a crazy man. He is, I think, I don't know what to feel about him. I like the movie, though. It was well shot, and like the interviews are interesting. But, this guy's life is crazy.
Yeah. All right, so
he
just drove
the drugs.
Yeah, tons of drugs.
I read, have you ever seen or read
Fear and Loathing
in Las Vegas?
Yes, yeah. I've seen the movie. I read part of it.
I've never seen the movie. I read the book. Yeah. And after I read the book, I put it down and said, what was that?
Yeah, who are you?
You put it down and your head explodes. It's ridiculous because he wrote most of it while he was like tripping on acid and stuff.
Yeah, he was all into that. And then he would just like ride around. He was with the Hells Angels for a long time.
Yeah.
Till one day they just beat the crap out of him and left him in the road. And he was like, that was a really bad time. It was the Hells Angels.
I don't like that. I'm going to take acid now.
Tick, 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 tick.
All right, so for the sake of time, rating.
Sorry.
I'm just saying.
Cool. I was going to do my Hunter S. Thompson skit. I got 20 minutes on Hunter S. Thompson.
All right, so
I would say 4 stars. I would say 4 again. It was well done and informative and interesting.
All right, Ben, anything else on your recently watched list?
Well, another movie I watched, not for the first time, for the manyth time.
Oh, yeah?
Like last week. I think it was actually like the night after this show. Uh-huh. I like went back and I watched The Princess Bride.
Oh,
which,
that's a funny movie.
I love that movie.
Inconceivable.
It's terrific. Yeah. But anyway.
I don't even think we could say anything about that movie because we're just.
You really can't because
it's
so good.
Like, it was so good.
It's so good.
Mention how Carrie Ells was then in Saw.
No, that never happened.
that wasn't a part of his filmography.
As you wish.
But no, Casey Princess Bride. Talk about phenomenal story structure, the characters in it, just everything. It's one of those it's one of those like movies that comes along that when you can watch it over and over again,
it's
perfect every time. Mm-hmm. Another movie like that, Seven. Seven's like that for me. It's just a perfect movie.
I've seen that. Like once. I really haven't seen that.
I thought you were going
to
say, seven times.
Ooh. Nope. Creepy. No, I've seen it. I totally am going to do that now. I'm going to go watch it 6 more times and then just stop.
Yeah.
Never, ever watch it again for as long as I live.
Oh, what movie are you watching? Seven? Get me out of here.
I watched Seven with a girl at one point and we finished it and she was like, that was creepy. Uh-huh. And then for the rest of the time we dated, if I ever just randomly yelled, what's in the box, she would almost come to the verge of tears.
It would just
get to the point where I'd sit there and just be like, what's in the box? What is in the box? And she'd just be like, stop it. Stop it now. You stop it. Don't say that again. What's in the box?
You sound like a really good boyfriend.
I'm kind of a jerk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. And then we'll say the last one for Real Talk, which I saw recently.
Yeah. Right on you. Perfect timing.
Hey, we each got two. Go. Calm down.
Okay.
The Iron Giant.
Oh, wow.
Which is one of those.
Love that movie.
I love it so much because I watched it as a kid, but I also love it because it's. I came back and watched it like a week ago, and it still holds up. Like, it's still really good. I dig it.
I haven't seen it.
Vin Diesel's the giant. Did you know that?
Vinny.
Doesn't even talk?
I was on IMDb and I saw him on there. I was like, who is he? And I was like, he would be the Iron Giant.
What's the plot? What's the general plot?
Essentially, this thing comes from space. And lands.
I'm going to do a trailer for him right
now. Right. The thing comes from space. Lands in the snow of Maine. And then a little boy finds it.
Hey, what's this?
And the little boy then realizes that it's good. But the
it tastes so good.
But the army finds out about it, and so thinks it's a nuclear like missile weapon.
Oh no!
And then eventually it all takes place from there to what happens after the giant comes to Earth, and then the military tries to get a hold of it.
You know,
but it's really solid. Tears almost come to my eyes.
The director of The Iron Giant went on to direct The Incredibles.
Oh, wow.
He made The Iron Giant, and then after, like, the success and, well, like, actually, I don't think that one was really a big, like, box office success, The Iron Giant. Mm-hmm. But after that, he was, like, in talks with Pixar, and they were like, hey, you have this great idea for this movie. Why don't you come make it with us? And he was like, oh, yeah? And so then he went and he made The Incredibles.
Wow.
So same director.
That's incredible.
His idea.
Oh, you're so witty.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're so witty. But The Iron Giant's actually on IMDb is one of, like, the top 25 animated movies ever. So it's in the likes of The Beauty and the Beast and all those wonderful classics that
whatever.
You like.
I'm over The Beauty and the Beast.
I mean,
whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
We need to move on.
Never talk about The Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Why?
What's your hatred towards that movie?
I don't have hatred.
Oh, what's the next top five? Is it Spotlight?
What's the next segment?
Yeah.
Why do you hate Disney? I'm so happy you asked.
Yeah.
Because the next thing we're doing is movie Spotlight. Ooh. So here's the trailer that's, again, sounds so wonderful.
Yeah, trailers on the radio.
The air.
I love this concept.
I need to do something substantial in order to get the attention of the clubs.
Why?
Because they're exclusive and fun, and they lead to a better life.
There's people sitting in a hall now.
People
are in a hall.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles. I'm talking about
partying
taking
in Harvard.
The entire social experience of college and putting it online.
The site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours?
1,000. 22,000.
This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
You stole our website.
They're saying we stole the Facebook.
I know what it says.
So did we?
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
You're going to get left behind. It's moving faster than any of us ever imagined.
All right.
If you couldn't tell, that was The Social Network. It's the new movie of the week.
Is that the Facebook movie?
Hey, now.
Is that the Facebook
it's
movie?
It's got a legitimate title.
Facebook the movie.
Facebook's.
It's called Facebook the movie. Mm-hmm. That was the working title.
All right, so we all saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
And thoughts?
Great. I loved it. I thought it was really good. I was going in. I didn't know what to expect, really, because Facebook the movie didn't sound too appealing to me. But I came out like, whoa, that was good. That was a legitimately good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking forward to it, mainly because Aaron Sorkin was the writer, and I really like his. He's the guy. He created The West Wing, a show called Sports Night. He wrote the script for Charlie Wilson's War and some other stuff. Uh-huh. He's a really good writer, and he does a lot of TV stuff. Uh-huh. And then like David Fincher, who is
amazing,
really good, but he's really well known for his like visual style.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like a lot of people were kind of like David Fincher for a movie about people who are like typing in their computer all the time.
Yeah, no,
like,
how's
he gonna do this? But he did. Yeah, he knocked it out of the park.
What I thought was interesting is basically the whole movie is just two court cases.
It is.
Yeah, it's two court depositions that they end up doing flashbacks.
Yeah,
right.
So there's a lot. It's really dialogue driven, but there's also like these flashbacks, and you get to see their emotions and also like how they view these memories. And I thought it was really well put together.
Yeah, it was.
And then I went home and got on Facebook, and I was like, this is weird.
That was the weird part, is that after I finished the movie, I go and always post a movie review.
Yeah, I went straight to Facebook.
If you're personal friends with me, you see that all the time.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was like, I know.
So it's
so weird.
I changed my Facebook status to, so now I know the story behind what has enveloped half of my life.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's so strange, because we finished the movie, and I turned to Eitan, and I was like, the weirdest part about this is that everyone in this theater, everybody that was in the theater at the time, we knew that immediately, whether they were going to bed as soon as they got home.
Yeah.
We're going to check their notifications.
Well, I saw it, and I was like, man, I got to tweet about this.
Yeah, one thing I really liked about it was it didn't make Mark Zuckerberg out to be like a nice, cool guy. It was like he was like kind of a jerk. And like
apparently he didn't like that too much. Like he's done an interview show on Oprah, and then he was just like, it's a movie. Like he doesn't hate the movie. He doesn't hate the people who made it. But he's like, it's Hollywood, and the filmmakers will tell you that it's, you know, that it's Hollywood. But because he goes, my life's not full of this much drama. Yeah. Like, but
at the same time, it was like, it didn't show him as like the perfect guy, but it didn't show him as like the devil. You know, he wasn't.
No. Well,
he wasn't demonized, I actually was worried that. That was the thing I was worried about, is that they were going to demonize
evil
this kid.
Zuckerberg.
They're like, look at Zuckerberg taking advantage of everybody so that he can make this. But it didn't. It ended up what I felt like was a fairly fair portrayal.
Yeah, I felt like neutral. Like I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was the cast in general, though, the entire time. Jesse Eisenberg is Zuckerberg, and then Andrew Garfield as his best friend, the guy who did the business side of it. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the cast entirely, even Mr. NSYNC himself, JT.
JT. He was great.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Like, they were all really.
I thought it was funny that Justin Timberlake played the guy who invented Napster, and Napster was, you know,
A part of his pop of star. His, yeah. Like, he lost money because of it.
He did. He was actually one of the biggest, like, people who went out to, like, get it. Like, who went out to get him, actually.
To destroy Napster.
And actually, I was watching an interview with Aaron Sorkin and David Fincher, and they were talking about how they asked him about that. That casting, because he's a musician, you know, he's not first known as an actor, and he said that one of the big, like, he made him do like 5 screen tests, you know, he wasn't sure about this part, but he said that one of the main things that like made him do it, cast him, is that he wanted somebody that Jesse Eisenberg, who plays
Zuckerberg
in the movie, he wanted somebody who Jesse Eisenberg could see would turn heads when they walked in, so that so that even in real life, when you're hanging out with Justin Timberlake, he says, "Hey, let me get this," and they go, "Yeah, sure, whatever, Justin," you know, and they do it for you.
Yeah,
and they wanted somebody that could do that
with
already.
Like curb appeal,
but yeah, who
JT's good across
already.
The like. I've only seen a couple movies he's been in, but they've never been bad performances. Black Snake Moan with Christina Ricci. Samuel Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
JT.
He plays a pretty serious role, and the dude can act. Like, he is good.
Yeah. I like the funny stuff he did on Saturday Night Live, too.
What happened to the rest of NSYNC? Oh, no, you're not up to date on your 90s.
No, I don't. I don't care about them.
Okay.
Who cares? If they start doing good acting, then all right, I'll take.
Oh wait, J.C. Chavez is a host on America's Best Dance Crew.
That's what I was looking for.
He's a judge.
Why do you know this?
Because secretly, I want to be a dancer. I'm popping and locking all over the place. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but Social Network was by far just. It's been a really good weekend for movies. I think.
Yeah,
he
watched
came
a
out
whole bunch.
With the exception of Case 39, which I didn't even waste my time with.
Nope.
Yeah,
but. But it was really good.
Yeah, I would give Social Network 5 stars in my book.
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
I would also give it a 5 out of 5. Wow. Unanimous. So
that's a triple five.
We need to do something on this show when all of us give a movie a 5-star rating. And there needs to be, like, something we call it.
Oh.
Try 5?
Hat trick?
A hat trick. All right, yeah, no.
That's way better than what I said.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said try 5. That was stupid. What was I thinking? I'm an idiot.
15.
Hat trick.
Yeah,
got
so,
it.
So yeah, we'll call it a hat trick. So, no, from here on out, from this day forth in the Constitution of Mountaintop Movies, if we say something is a hat trick, that means we all give it a 5 out of 5.
Try 5.
So, Social Network.
Uh-huh.
Hat trick.
Hat
trick. That's a hat trick.
Yeah. Totally. Great. Awesome.
So I loved it. I just can't get over how good it was.
Yeah, I went home and I was like, I sat down and I just like thought for a little bit. I was like,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah,
the dialogue was so solid too, because again, you're watching 2 court depositions, mm-hmm. but and even though there's flashbacks, just the dialogue back and forth between characters, really quick, really fast paced, really witty, and also really funny. Like there were some genuinely parts where I laughed my behind.
Oh wow.
Off.
Another thing that I realize about, like, when I judge, like, a movie that has, like, good writing, and you can tell it was written really well, is, like I watched the movie. The movie's, like, 2 hours long, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit over, and I was engrossed the entire time. Yeah. It was there's a lot of movies where I, like, well, you know, I'll just, like, start talking to the person next to me. I was in it. I was there the whole time.
In it to win it.
I was in it to win it. Whereas, like there are some movies, you know, like Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, which I loved. I thought it was a great movie, but they set out a specific pattern in the beginning, mm-hmm. and then so towards the middle, it actually to me felt like it was starting to drag a little bit, and then they picked it up and did well. Mm-hmm. But with this movie, no dragging. There was none. It was going the whole time. It was like full speed ahead the whole time. There was like enough like twists. I just wanted to know what happens next. Yeah. I kept wanting.
Well,
to know
it's interesting.
That.
It all happens in 1 year. That's the whole events took place in 1 year.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Ready for spoiler? I'm gonna spoiler of the week. Mark Zuckerberg is a rich man.
Oh,
he is a billionaire.
He's literally a billionaire.
Facebook's doing well.
If you were wondering how the movie ends, we still all use Facebook, and he's still rich.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think I've been upset just because of the past like 2 weeks of movies of stuff that we've watched on Spotlight. Just realizes I'm never going to be in that tax bracket.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never
Wall Street.
Another thing I thought was cool about the movie is that I was like, wow, this is my generation. I mean, like, when this was going on, this was like my sophomore year of high school, like when all this stuff was going on.
I am old.
But
old man. Take
but
your
it was like
and
my
get
sophomore year of high school, and I was like, I remember all this stuff. Like,
yeah. I remember my sister coming back from her freshman year in college, so I would have been in 8th or 9th grade at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm on Facebook. And at that time, you had to have an EDU email account. And someone had to invite you. So I was like, oh, I want a Facebook. And she was like, no, no high schoolers allowed. And then by the time I was able to do it, middle schoolers are on that thing now. Like, there's 8-year olds who are sitting there taking pictures of them in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. It's getting obnoxious. Mm-hmm. But so 5 out of 5 for all of us. Hat trick.
Try 5.
All right, we're going to be back.
Oh, wow, I'm on Facebook right now. We're gonna sorry.
We're going to be back real soon, right after a couple of things from other people.
Rob, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top 5 side ones, track ones.
All right.
I love that movie.
Top 5. Do you like High Fidelity?
Oh, I love it.
It's my favorite movie. It's my number one.
Mm.
But
I've often heard that it's kind of the chick flick for guys. Girls don't really like it as much.
Yeah.
But guys love it. It's really good.
Just quickly, I'll throw my recommendation 5 out of 5 for that movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, same thing.
Eitan, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, so we're going to say possible hat trick. Possible hat trick for High Fidelity.
Pending hat trick.
But it's witty, it's funny, it's good, it's got a great soundtrack. Watch that movie. So that's it. But top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mountain Time Movies, have some fun. Yeah.
That was awesome. That was wonderful.
I took all day to think of that.
Did you really spend, like, you woke up this morning, like, I need
to. You know how I jump right into it?
Yeah. Look, he's got the sheet music for right there.
There's a piano piece that goes with it.
We forgot to bring up the keyboard.
Oh.
Those darn synths. All right, so first, our show today, our theme is wanting to be liked. Our movie spotlight was Facebook, social network.
Being accepted. Friendship, acceptance.
So the top 5 is top 5 movies that involve wanting to be liked / accepted by something. So make that as broad as possible.
I would say acceptance.
Shorter title, top 5 movies about acceptance.
Okay.
And I don't know, what was your criteria for this top 5? Because it could be really broad. You can essentially be like, Nightmare Before Christmas. It was about how he wanted to be accepted as a Santa.
It was just movies about people who struggled and wanted to, you know, fit in, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of went with, a lot of mine are kind of being accepted by society or some sort of, like, society or community. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what mine is a societal acceptance.
At first, I was like, I want to be about, like, a main character who had to be accepted by something.
Accepted to college.
And then I was just like, I'm just going to pick 5 movies that I really like that have some form of acceptance.
I'm just going to pick 5 movies I really like.
I did it really fast. And
that's all.
My Facebook profile for movies that I've liked wasn't coming up as fast as I would like it to, so I just kind of threw it together.
Okay.
But
how much you respect the show. Sounds like we have a new co-host, Ben.
this is my show.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
I need to get trained.
I did this. All right, Eitan. Nope, I'm going to save you for last. Ben.
Quick question. I have an honorable mention. Should I do that first or last?
Yeah, honorable mention.
First or last? What do you think?
Right now.
Right now. Right now? Okay. You've already brought it up.
All
right,
well, my honorable mention.
Save it for later. I just changed my mind. No, I'm kidding. Go.
No.
Let's just yell.
No, my honorable mention is Dr. Horrible's sing-along vlog.
Oh.
The reason it's an honorable mention is because
it's not really a movie.
It's not really a movie. It's like an internet web thing.
Short. Yeah.
And he's trying to be accepted as a villain. And throughout a lot of the movie, it's a lot of his drive.
With my freeze ray, I would stop the world. I love it. No, it's great.
With my freeze ray, I will find the time to find the word. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
You
just get me going.
Yeah, he lost.
Don't get me going. I'll just go.
No lie, I have that on my iTunes. It's really good.
Along
it's
with Mamma Mia.
No, I don't have Mamma Mia. I have S Club 7 and the A Team.
Right.
So,
moving on. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Let's actually get into my list. So my number 5 was actually a fairly recent film, Milk.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why is he trying to be? What is he trying to be accepted?
It's not necessarily about him trying to be accepted.
I'm joking.
He's fighting towards the acceptance of homosexuals during the time, and it's a very good movie. If you have not seen it, it's a very good movie.
Did Sean Penn win?
No, that was
he did. No,
he the guy who won was Mickey Rourke. Wait, that was 2007, right?
Eight.
We have three computers here, guys.
2008. It was in 2008. Well, I know the screenwriter, the guy who adapted it, he won for best adapted screenplay, and which is good because it's a really good. It's
The wrestler
very
was
good.
No, Crazy Heart was last year.
Yeah,
Jeff Bridges won. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Anyway, all the actors in the movie do a really good job. It's very good.
Yeah,
very good.
I went to San Francisco right around that time that it came out.
Mm-hmm.
There was tons of posters like "See Milk,"
yeah.
Where it happened, and I was like, "What is this deal with milk?" I didn't know it was a movie. I was like, "There's a lot of milk here."
Is there going to be cookies in this movie?
Yeah,
I didn't know San Francisco was the mention of cows.
They have good cows here.
Happy cows come from San Francisco.
all right, so four.
Number four, Chocolat.
Chocolate.
Is that another French film?
It's
called Chocolate.
It's not a French film. It takes place in France, but it's not French.
So it is pronounced Chocolate.
Johnny Depp is in it. It is not pronounced Chocolate because there's no E at the end. It's Chocolat.
Johnny Depp.
It's Chocolate. Chocolate.
Is
Johnny Depp.
Just stick your American tongue and stay over there.
Sorry, I'm so not cultured.
But Chocolat, the story of a woman trying to fit in.
Do the whole review in French.
Now you're just driving listeners away, so you need to stop. Just talk about chocolate.
Okay. It's about a woman. She kind of travels around from town to town, and she is a chocolatier. She makes chocolate, and she's really good at it. And she kind of goes to this stuffy, uptight town, and
she wants to be accepted by him.
Yeah, and she kind of like changes their view of stuff, and she's hoping to try to get accepted.
Very cool.
They're kind of driving her out at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice story. Plus, the love story going on. Johnny Depp's in it. He's the love interest. It's really good. It's a really good movie. I recommend it.
All right, number three.
Number three is Shrek.
Shrek.
Yes,
I enjoy Shrek.
I love Shrek. I think it's great. But yeah, he's trying to be accepted as ogre. And the movie is also a lot about self-acceptance because he's accepting that being an ogre is okay.
Aww.
No, it's okay.
And in the morning, I make a pancake.
Ogres are like onions.
You got to peel off the layers.
That was
said.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was
saying. You got to peel off the layers. I don't think you got the right accent.
I can't do Eddie Murphy. All I know is raw. Yeah. Raw.
Okay.
Sorry, that's how it's said in the movie.
Okay, so that was Shrek was number three. My number two, Glory, 1989 movie about the Black Regiment in the Civil War,
which is very good.
It's a very good movie. Matthew Broderick is in it. Not just Matthew Broderick though, but
he's not
Denzel
black.
Washington, Casey Elwes again. Talking about Princess Bride earlier, Casey Elwes is in it.
Is that how you pronounce it? Because I've always said Carrie Ells. Who's Casey?
It is Carrie. I was saying Casey.
Carrie.
It is Elwes.
Elwes?
Carrie
so Elwes. Carrie Elwes.
That's how I've always heard it. So
all right, but his name is Carrie.
Yeah. Not Casey. I don't know why I'm saying that.
It's similar.
But also Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman. They're in it. They're all in it. And it's really good. And it's about them. They're trying to be accepted as an actual
Wesley Snipes?
Yes. No.
No, he wasn't in there.
Yeah, he's fighting vampires.
Martin Lawrence? Martin Lawrence and Will Smith?
This war is crazy! No.
Kenan Thompson.
Kenan and Kel are both in it, although it was made in 1989, so they were eight when it was made or something.
Hey, fun fact, Kel was actually like 30 when he did that show.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
What?
I don't believe you. I think you're lying.
What was
I think you have a false trivia right
source.
There. Yeah.
We'll see. You keep talking about Glory.
He's a dude. Because we're all dudes. I watched that movie recently.
Glory in 1989. Really good movie. Go see it. Anyway, it's really good.
I believe you.
It's nice. It's very good.
It brings you to the whole rainbow of emotion.
Exactly. It is. It does. My number one. You guys ready?
Very ready.
My number one.
Very ready.
My number one, Rebel Without a Cause.
James.
Throwing it old school. James Dean, 1955, ultimate movie.
Hey, ready for it? So, sorry, back to, I had to do this. Kel Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
was born in 1978, so he was at least 11 when Glory came out.
okay.
Which makes him, but again, that makes him like 20 when they did like Good Burger and stuff like
that. Well, you said 30. Like 10 years off.
Give or take. Give or take. He was still older than you thought he was.
Okay.
No, I didn't actually. I thought he was younger than 30. I thought he was around 20, actually. I kind of figured.
Thanks for judging us, Sunjan.
I'm back to crying in a corner. Back to crying in a corner.
Rebel Without a Cause.
So anyway, number one, Rebel Without a Cause. That is my number one. That was my number one. Really good movie. To me, it's one of the old, it's kind of an archetype, you know. It's really well known. It's old school.
Yeah.
It influenced a lot of movies that came after it that are about similar things.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
Really
good.
Great. You want to take it away, Sunshine?
Yeah, my top five. All right, so first, not an actual movie, but an HBO television movie.
Yeah. What do you got?
61 Asterisk.
61
Asterisk. It's about Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris in their home run race back in the day. And Maris is, spoiler alert, Maris breaks the record.
What?
Yeah, if you
put
didn't know.
Put an asterisk next to
that. So it's all about him going through New York and trying to be accepted by New York because he's this country boy, came out of nowhere, and him and Mantle were always like, there's jokes in the movie where they're like, there's a huge rivalry between Mantle and Maris, and they'd look at each other, seeing that on the news, and be like, oh, are we in a rivalry? And he'd be like, I guess so, it's on the news. And they'd be like, well, I hate you then. And he's just so, but it's really well done. Billy Crystal did it.
Oh, cool.
And it's it's a really solid movie. You can find it at Walmart for like a dollar now. Or like, I don't know.
Movies are so cheap nowadays. That's at Walmart earlier.
Especially
today.
Ones where people are like, this isn't a good movie and no one's buying it, so let's make it $2. And I've actually gone into Big Lots and found like Mean Streets for like $3. And you're just like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. Like how you can find these good movies anywhere.
Yeah. I actually, the other funny story, sorry. I found a 20 movie thing. It was a 4-disc set of early Hitchcock movies in the $5 bin at Walmart. And I was like buying it.
Like 39 Steps is in there, and all
39
those.
Steps is in it. A Lady Vanishes.
Kind of devalues. It devalues the Hitchcock legacy.
Yeah, a little bit.
$5, we'll give you 30 movies.
Well, like half of the movies are silent films, but I was
cool.
But so I think most people go, ooh, what's a silent movie? And I'm like, ooh, silent movie.
But Hitchcock's the director that no matter what it is, like, you know how sometimes you're like they do these packs of horror movies or whatever at Walmart. There's like 15, and they're all awful. Mm-hmm. But Hitchcock's the director who doesn't have an awful movie. Like,
well,
his worst movie is probably like a 5 or 6 out of 10. Like,
there's one movie he had. I forget what it's called, but I remember we talked about it in one of my film classes. We talked about how bad it was. That's why we talked about it. Is we were talking about why the danger of auteurism, which is thinking that a director can do no wrong just because he's that guy. Yeah. And it was like we were talking about how this some people would be like, this is my favorite movie, and it's like the worst Hitchcock movie. Mm-hmm. He made it, and it was, and people are like, what are you thinking? Like, when you made it, and I forget the name of the movie now.
All right, so granted, anyway, if you buy a pack of 15 Hitchcock movies for $5,
well, he has
14
enough.
Out of the 15 will probably be pretty good.
Well, he has enough movies where it'll all be his 15 best movies.
Uh-huh.
All right, so 5 was 61 Asterisk.
Cool.
My number 4, speaking of silent movies, is a silent movie called The General with Buster Keaton, the great comedic actor. I like him. People always say Chaplin and sometimes Harold Lloyd, and I'm a Buster Keaton guy.
Oh, yeah,
but it's about him. He's trying to woo this woman, and her dad doesn't think there's anything like good about him. And then eventually, this train gets taken over by robbers, and Buster Keaton's like, now's my time to shine. And it's an hour and 15 minutes of him on a train, like trying to take it back from these robbers and stuff. And it is an hour and 15 minutes of a silent movie that never gets funny or boring at all. Plus, for the time being, like 1927, I think is when it was.
Yeah.
It had the biggest special effect. They crashed a train.
Wow.
Built a
whole train.
They built a bridge over a creek, and it was like the train was probably about like 5 feet tall, like replica.
Yeah.
But like, they made it work, and they ended up crashing the train, and ended up being like, it was the most expensive shot ever back then.
Wow.
But I really enjoy The General, so The General is my number 4.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get that year right. The General year. 1926. So I was only a year off.
Okay.
So nice. 1926, General Buster Keaton. Highly recommend it. It's
nice
funny.
Nice piece of trivia there for Buster Keaton. He used to be a... he did vaudeville all the time, and he was really funny.
Vaudeville.
Yeah. But people thought he was really funny, and he didn't know why. He would just, like, get these huge laughs, and then after he would, like, ask, and they were like, because you have such a straight face whenever you do everything. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he realized that he's concentrating so hard when he was doing all these vaudeville, like, comedy acts because there's a lot of physicality, and he had to make sure he was doing it right.
Uh-huh.
So he'd be very concentrated, very hard. So he had this concentrated, serious deadpan look on his face.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, he realized that that became his trademark.
Well, legend has it. Well, his real name is not Buster Keaton, but legend has it that he used to. The reason he's so good at all the physical stuff is because he used to do acrobats. He was a carny. Like, the guy was a carny.
Probably.
And he worked with Houdini.
Wow.
And the legend is that Houdini was like, oh, aren't you just the little Buster? And like someone said that, and he said that to him, and so like it stuck. That's legend. I don't know how true that is, but that's the story I've heard.
Yeah.
So
I wish Houdini gave me a nickname.
I think that was on Legends of the Hidden Temple once. I think I saw that. I think Olmec was asking questions about
Buster Keaton.
about that legend.
All right, so that was my number four. Number three, this is England, about a little boy who...
I've always wanted to see that.
It's phenomenal, 5 out of 5 for me. But it's about a little boy who gets picked on at his school. It takes place in the mid-1980s and eventually finds friendship with these hipster / skinhead people. And then it gets real serious. And it's English History X, I think, is what a better title would have been for it.
Yeah.
But it was really good. And so check out This is England. That's my number three. Well, number two, Big Fish.
Big Fish. Oh, great.
It's about a guy accepting who his dad is, and because he always thought his dad was a liar.
Yeah.
And
I'm actually friends with the author of Big Fish. He's actually from Chapel
Hill. Aren't you special?
Hey,
Mr. Eitan, why don't you just shine over us on your pedestal of film?
Shine. I'm a shine on.
So you know the author?
Cool. Daniel Wallace, I think his name is.
They did some filming around this area, like not Boone itself, but they were in North Carolina filming for a couple of locations.
He actually came to my movie theater frequently, and I buttered his popcorn.
No, I bet you did.
We're going to look that fly. Moving on to number two.
You work at a movie theater, and you actually put butter on his popcorn.
He wrote the novel or the screenplay?
He wrote the novel. Daniel Wallace.
That's his name. I just looked it up.
But it's a phenomenal movie, and I'm not... we haven't talked about it yet, but I'm not a Tim Burton fan as a person.
Yeah.
We should
do a show about how you hate Tim Burton.
I could fill hours of material
Tim Burton, not necessarily some of his recent stuff, but I like a lot of...
Like, Sweeney Todd, I was okay. Like, it didn't bother me. Big Fish, I love. Big Fish is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Edward Scissorhands. I'm not a fan of...
Snip.
I'm not a fan of Nightmare Before Christmas. I think it's completely overrated. I'm sorry if anyone disagrees, but I don't...
He didn't actually direct that. Everybody's
he was a producer.
Like, it's Tim Burton movie. Tim Burton, he didn't direct it.
He was a producer.
He had his hand in the production of it, but he didn't direct it. He didn't write it. He didn't do
anything.
Real quick on a Tim Burton tangent, how many times did his name pop up in the intro credits to Sweeney Todd? Because I'm pretty sure I counted like 9, where he was like,
he does everything
by Tim Burton, directed by Tim Burton. Tim Burton's wife's in it. Tim Burton likes Johnny Depp.
My name's Tim Burton's wife.
Tim Burton did Planet of the Apes. Sorry.
There you go. That's one awful remake.
Marky Mark killed it.
Marky Mark.
He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. He knocked it out of the
park. The right stuff.
Did you ever see his Batman ones that he did?
I hate the original Batman movie.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. I find so many flaws with it. Batman tries to kill people in that movie.
Right?
Like, he...
At first, he always does, and then he realizes...
No, like, but he's sitting there, and he, like, actually tries to kill people, like, with, like, some
Wouldn't
form
you?
Of gadget.
Wouldn't you? I would.
But I'm not Batman. He admitted, like, because one time somebody mentioned, that he screwed the Batman thing, and then people were like... He was just like, I never read comic books.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you're just like, well... What are you doing in this movie, though?
Yeah.
Anyway, so not a fan of Tim Burton, but I do love Big Fish. It's my number two.
Uh-huh.
My number one.
Ooh.
Almost Famous.
Oh. Nice.
About two young ones trying
Stillwater. I'm a big Stillwater
trying
fan.
Trying to accept themselves as who they are
and
be accepted by the people around them.
Yeah.
I love Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah. That's another great movie. It's such an adventure tale. I really liked it.
I've seen it, once or twice a while ago, so
You're so timid over there.
Kind of familiar.
Yeah. I don't know.
Every time I watch it, it gets better and better. Some movies you watch them and they lose their effect, but this one, every time I watch it, gets better and better. Yeah. I fall in love with it all over again.
I am a golden god. I am.
Billy Crudup's in it, who is also in Big Fish. Weird.
Yeah.
I didn't do that on purpose, actually. I did not, actually.
You spent hours making this top five.
And
yeah,
your number three is Watchmen.
Number four, Jesus' son.
Number five, the MasterCard commercials.
So, no, but...
yes, that's Billy Crudup. It's his voice. He does the MasterCard thing. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Almost Famous is phenomenal. Another thing where the entire cast, the soundtrack is awesome.
Oh yeah, good times.
And
you can't have
you get to be a rock star for an hour and a half.
Two.
Well,
it's longer than
you
that.
You get to watch rock stars.
But I think it's honest about like music in our lives and how we treat music and what it means to a lot of people. And I think that when you watch that movie, it just comes out. I love it a lot.
Yeah, I was really into it.
Jason Lee is in it too.
All right, very fast because we're running out of time. Top five for Eitan Lees.
I'm going to take my time because you did. number five, we have A Beautiful Mind, which is about a crazy math guy.
I haven't actually seen that.
He's like schizophrenic and he tries to fit in, but like he like sees other people that aren't there. So he's like, you know, he's crazy and he tries to work it out. And it's a really good movie. I recommend it. Anything to say, Sunshine? You want to talk about this one?
Beautiful Mind?
Yeah. Okay, great. Number four, I have one of my favorites, 8 Mile. Eminem, 8 Mile.
I have not seen that.
Right?
It's not a bad movie. I do like 8 Mile.
It was really good. And it's about trying to make it in the rap world and fitting in and being accepted. I thought it was really funny. There was an interview with Eminem because it's basically like about Eminem.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm just acting. There's nothing about me at all.
It's like his story.
Yeah, it's like
his songs, everything.
It's like from where he grew up, about a rapper who tries to make it. And I was like, he's like, no, it's not about me at all. They got me for my acting ability. Yeah. It's like, really,
he's
Eminem?
He's got like a daughter.
Yeah.
And a mom who's crazy. Yeah. Like,
and a baby's mama.
But anyways, good fun time. Maybe not for the whole family, but definitely if you're like between 16 and 18.
If you're 19, you won't like that
movie. No, you're probably like, come on, Eminem, stop whining about stuff. Anyways, number three, I have 1979, The Jerk. Really liked it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I do like The Jerk a lot.
The Jerk's about
I didn't
a...
think that was about... It makes sense now.
Yeah. It's Steve Barnes. I think it's his first movie.
First I thought you were dumb, but now I get it.
Yeah.
No.
It's a lot of slapstick comedy, but it's done really well, and I can watch it again and again, and it's... It's a good wholesome time, maybe for the whole family this time. I think. Hey.
They got away.
Why
with
do you
a
hate these cans? He's shooting the cans.
Yeah, it's
he's
crazy.
These cans.
My favorite part in that movie is like, look, my name's in the phone book, and then it cuts to this guy, and he's like, who am I going to kill today? And he opens up the phone book, and
he just points to him.
Yeah, just ridiculous fun times.
It's Steve Martin, and Steve Martin's great. Hilarious. Just classic.
Number two, I have the. Let's get even older here. 1964, My Fair Lady. All about a London hobo who tries to make
it. Governor.
Yeah, so she. It's a musical. It's definitely good times.
It's really weird because I've seen movies that like most people haven't seen. Like I see a lot of obscure stuff, and I still haven't seen the big movies that are like supposed to be such classics. Mm-hmm. My Fair Lady is one that I've never.
Neither of you have seen it. Come on, you guys seen both of you seen Mamma Mia, but not My Fair Lady.
Hey, Mamma Mia.
So.
Mamma Mia was bad.
Yeah. My Fair Lady is great. Really catchy songs, and it's a good story. Here we go. Number one, 82, we have Tootsie. All about, who is it?
It's, I have not seen that. Dustin Hoffman.
It's Dustin Hoffman trying to fit in a.
So he dresses like a woman.
Acting role. It's kind of like the good Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
I went there.
I've never actually seen it.
It's great. Another comedy. It's funny. Good times. Watch it if you like. Dustin Hoffman.
All right. Well, wonderful top five list. I'm sorry I cut you short, Eitan.
Yeah, no, that was like
I didn't realize how long me and...
Dustin Hoffman. Watch Tootsie.
it's better because me and Ben are more enjoyable than you.
Yeah, okay.
So, all right. So
okay.
What do you... Say
no,
fast.
I say
it fast.
Consider our fight begun.
And I have to fight defeat. Defeat your 7 evil exes, pretty much.
Sorry, were you talking?
No. Oh, no.
Were you saying something?
I recited the Gettysburg Address.
I'm sorry. All right. So do you have something to say real fast?
Four score.
Consider our fight begun.
And I have to fight defeat. Defeat your 7 evil exes, pretty much.
That happened by accident. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Sure. My finger slipped all the way over here.
All right. So Versus taking two similar movies. We've done it before. And since About Being Accepted, we did this movies where you're not accepted into very rapid fire. Rapid fire. Movies where you're not accepted into college?
Not accepted into college. The movie I chose was called Accepted. I think I should already win. Continue.
I chose Orange County.
Oh.
All right, so what makes you think that Accepted is better than Orange County?
I just really liked it. I thought Justin Long did a good job. It was funny.
He's a funny guy.
And, you know, it made me want to drop out of college and invent my own college.
Yeah?
No, it was kind of cool to see these rejects, you know, come back. And it was I think it was funny. It was funny, and it was good and uplifting. What do you got?
Orange County? People think it might be stupid, and people hate Jack Black. But Orange County is hilarious.
Yeah.
And smarter than people give it credit for. It's very, I can watch it over and over again. It's one of those movies that, like, if I'm doing laundry and need a movie to watch, Orange County, throw it in.
Yeah.
And I love it every time. Orange County is such a, the cast is great. The soundtrack with Crazy Town and Butterfly that you hear every time. I love Orange County.
Yeah.
Clearly a better movie than Accepted.
Oh, Ben, what do you got to say?
I don't really think either of those movies are very good.
Yeah, well, we had to pick one on the theme.
But I will pick Orange County, definitely, because I didn't like Accepted.
Eitan loses again.
It's just like I felt like there were way too many big leaps that I had to take in watching Accepted. I was like, there's absolutely no way that this could ever happen in real life.
It's a movie.
And I know it is, and I'm a big proponent of people just like being quiet and accepting stuff that happens in movies.
Yeah.
You know, and I really am, but I don't know. That one just got to be too much for me.
Especially the end where they're like, all right, so you might not be able to have this college anymore that's not credited at all. Yeah. But it's very easy to get your accreditation. All you have to do is be like, didn't you guys want to do something big with your lives? And then all the judges are like, you're right. Accreditation.
Yeah. What a happy ending.
Yeah. Even I would have. I mean, I took that leap, too, but it's just some of the others that were like...
Well, 0 for 2.
Anyway.
Eitan, you're bad at this.
Yeah, I'm going to come back. I'm going to win, like, 3 times in a row. Try 5.
No, yeah, but Orange County, my pick. You haven't lost yet, though. We let the viewers go on Facebook.
I think I have a bigger online fan base, so show some support.
All right, speaking of online, before we wrap things up with our show tonight, we're giving away free movie tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Online. And the way this is working is we're going to play a game online, and here's what you can expect. About 15 to 20 minutes after the show, I'm going to put up a movie title. It's going to be two words or more, and it's going to be called a game called Build a Title. So you're going to go on Facebook, and for instance, if I take a movie like, I don't know, give me a movie title.
8 Mile.
Give me another movie title.
You're bad at this. Big Fish.
All right, no, say Fish. I can't do it.
Big Fish.
Airplane. Airplane, so say the movie title's Airplane.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Then the next person would have to go onto the comments list and make another bigger title and make a movie that has, like, Airplane and then – or something that ends in air. So,
I have no idea what this game is.
Sorry, I'm making it fast. So another answer would be Con Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So you add on to the title. Do you get what I'm saying? You can either add on to Con or you can add on to Plane.
So how do you win?
We'll post a really good example of this, and then you'll understand.
Yeah, exactly. The person who comes up with the best one, once the game comes to a completion, because it eventually will come to a point where you're just like, there's no more more things I can do. The person who comes up with the best, longest title, so if you're on there and you make 9 posts because somebody's posted that other time, and you come up with the longest title, we will announce what that title is. And you will win a pair of tickets to Wall Street 2.
The best Wall Street.
Yeah. Wall Street 2. But it's the perfect time to go see it for free.
Yeah.
Why not? Now you don't have to pay for it, and you can see if you like it for yourself.
You should invest that
money. And you can see if you think that we're actually full of hot air because we didn't like it.
We didn't like it, but hey, it's for free, and you can go on and you can go see it. And what time to better... When better to see a movie than when you don't have to pay for it?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to play Build a Title on our Facebook page. So just go on the Facebook Mountaintop Movies and type that into the search bar. It's a page.
Yeah.
It's a fan page. Yeah. Like us and then play the game.
Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Well, anything you got to say before we go? Anything you want to plug Noun Improv-wise?
Oh, no.
Be a fan of Noun Improv online if you like improv, if you like comedy. We do that.
Laugh 'em ups.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Eitan are on Noun Improv. But yeah, So be looking out because we don't have any shows coming up right now, but you can look out. If you fan us on Facebook, then you can see we're going to post our shows when we have them. So anyway, fan us on Facebook.
All right, so here we go. So, guys, and I hope you enjoyed this week's show. We'll be back next week, so don't go anywhere. Because David Edscorn is going to be here with Stuck Between Stations next on 90.5 WASU. You guys have a great week.